Okay, this is the second daily episode with Jim and Sab.
Third.
That's Vito crying. Anyway, we have Rames on the show. It was our first live show with a guest. So in fairness naman, we were able to work out the kinks. And I think the audio's pretty good. But it's a really super fun episode. We always hang out with Rames, and we, you know, I think if you're a musician or if you're in the creative field, in an unconventional profession, this podcast would be perfect for you. He gives a lot of tips and, like, you know, lots of stories about how they started and how difficult it was starting. So, daming anecdotes that are super, super funny. So hope you guys continue subscribing. The daily pod will continue every day at 5 p.m. on YouTube. And then we're going to upload it on Spotify and all the podcast channels the following day. So enjoy the new world, guys.
Nearby.
May bagong lockdown na naman eh. Nag-intensify yung lockdown eh. Baka maipit siya.
Ano naman, yung hinaharang daw yung maraming sakay, yung mga ganon.
Ah, oo nga pala.
Hindi masyadong
yung private car.
Pag private ka tapos wala ka naman sakay. Tatanungin kung saan ka pupunta.
Okay. Yung jam nyo, totoo yun?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Ano?
Assembled.
Send ng track.
Assembled, oo.
Ah, okay, okay.
Nakakatawa yon. Sobrang okay. Nakakatawa yon.
Baka mag-live na tayo. Wait
lang. Sige lang.
Baka may masabi ka.
Hindi, okay lang. Nakakatawa kasi hindi kalahati sa amin, well, including me, hindi ako techie sa internet. So, ang daming, ulitin mo kasi ganyan. Kasi, oops, na-record mo yung kasama yung drums. Hindi kailangan. Dapat yung sayo lang. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Oops, nakatayo yung phone mo. Dapat nakaganon.
Ayan, okay, we're live.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Pero this is, can we watch Zoom? Kasi may delay.
Yeah, may delay on
let's stay
YouTube.
On,
pero
oh, let's stay on Zoom na lang.
Yeah, okay.
Kamos, is everything okay on YouTube? Ikaw na lang mag-check sa YouTube ah.
Shout out to our friend, our buddy, Kamos.
Caravan Kamos, Grab Kamos,
Raph,
so the wrestler, PWR. He is our producer today. Well, hindi pa 5 eh. So technically, hindi pa start na show.
Oh, hindi pa pala start na
show. So magte-testing muna tayo ng mic. Caravan Kamos, can you check na lang rin yung comments sa YouTube if kasi hindi namin ma ano eh, check na lang if people can hear us. Can they hear Rames? Pwede mag sound check ka rin, Rames?
Check 1 2.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. But get off my wifi para walang ano.
Naayos mo na yung ano nito, yung audio. This is what's coming in.
Yes, kasi
kung ganito
you can't hear Jim, can you?
I can hear him. Hindi mo naman ako rinig, di ba?
Oh, ito yun. Ito yun. Kasi, i-ano mo na rin.
Anayin ko yung...
Pero ano, humina, of course.
Audio, mic, input. Okay,
okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Got it, got it.
Oh my God. Ka-stress.
Bakit?
Kasi, naiinis ako kasi yung headphone. This would have been so much easier if just one piece of gadget meron. Okay, they can hear us loud and clear. Si Rames rin narinig nyo?
Oo, nagsabi nga.
Ah, may nagsabi ba?
Oh, where do you see the thing? Ako lang yan.
I'll send you a link, Rames, gusto mo. Pero wag na kasi magbulo ka pa eh.
Okay, okay.
We'll read you their questions as...
All right.
Okay, all right. Anyway, wala pang 5.
Pinost mo na yung link, Sab. Marami nag-ano eh.
Basta na-post ko na yung YouTube link ko. So, bahala na sila.
We're live on YouTube now.
Kilala ko ba si Kamos? Na-meet ko na ba
yes,
siya?
Yes, si Raph. Guy with glasses.
Always at... Siya yung nagwawala lagi sa sandwich gig sa Giyo.
Pull up a photo.
Bakit wala siyang video?
Kasi ano siya? Backstage producer.
Okay. All right. Got it.
So, si Kamos is... ano siya? Kasama siya sa PWR.
Philippine Wrestling Revolution.
Oh,
I hope
oh cool.
Right.
Mm.
I met one of them.
Sino?
Baka siya yun.
Hindi eh. Kumain sa ramen eh. Mr. Wrestling. Mr. Philippine Wrestling. Parang ganun.
Ah.
Ayan.
Oh.
Oh.
Nawala lahat.
Okay. Wait.
Camus, you're not allowed to talk.
Jake.
Yes, yeah, Jake. Yes, I met Jake. Cool guy.
Wow, lam. Camus, you are now officially part of the feed.
You are banned. Camus, you are locked down.
Wait lang. At least, so, kayang-kaya pala.
Oh, yung marami akong gustong mapagkwentuhan with Reams, pero I'm
ang tagal na natin hindi nakikita eh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, nakita tayo last Tuesday.
Yeah, pero you know what happened to me, man?
No.
Ah, fuck. Galing akong ikakwento ko na on air, pero whatever. Galing akong basketball, tapos dumiretso ako sa gig.
Mm.
Tapos tumugtog, tapos parang hindi ako dire-diretso, hindi ako kumain, tapos sobrang, syempre, excited ako kasi saya, parang adrenaline. We were talking, parang during the set of Pedicab, nasa parking lot kami. Nahimatay ako bigla. Tapos, tapos.
No, but it was, okay sana kung nahimatay lang siya, but he hit his head on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So nag-ER ako.
That's so rock and roll.
No, it's not. I don't. It was
By the way, that was a great set. I loved it.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, man.
Pero sobrang stress kasi on the way to the... We went to the ER.
Kaya pala bigla na lang kayo nawala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was while you guys were playing. So, nakaka-stress kasi on the way to the ER, si Jim kept asking me the same questions. He had amnesia.
What?
Concussion ako.
Sobrang nakaka-stress. And I was super freaking out. And then, but I was trying to stay calm because I didn't want him to freak out. He kept asking like... Oh, did I faint? Like, after 30 seconds, he would ask again.
Naka-loop.
So, we came straight from the ER and then this whole lockdown thing happened.
Kaya
that's why we're staying
weird.
Away from everyone because we just came from the
kaya
hospital.
Kaya sobrang weird. The next day, I had intense vertigo. As in, from pagising ko like at mga 7 hanggang 3 p.m., di ako makatayo. No. So, tapos sabay, if you can up your volume.
Okay. Amateur hour.
Hindi. Sound check naman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay.
Konti lang.
Okay. Anyway. Kaya sobrang bad trip kasi parang first gig kasama Sandwich and Pedigav and Imago. Tapos parang we just really wanted to fucking hang and tumugtog and... Putang ina, as in, wala, like a whole chunk of my life, wala na. Tapos parang pagigising namin, what? Yung NBA canceled na.
It was so
scary.
So yung alternate reality mo, yung sa kabila, ano?
Yun nga eh. The other day, I honestly thought na, what if I'm still not awake?
Don't say that.
This is the alternate reality.
Ito yun eh. Ito yung weird...
This is the worst Black Mirror episode ever.
Oh, yun nga eh. It really is.
Bakit? Oh my God. It was really scary. We were in the ER from 11:30 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. waiting for tests. Kasi he kept asking the same questions. It was. I really thought I lost him. I mean, you, Jim. let's not get into
that.
In
Sagiho. Right. We were in Sagiho until 3 a.m.
Yun nga daw.
Si Kyle got us everybody like drunk. I wasn't supposed to drink.
That guy.
Si Kyle had like two bottles
na,
or...
Yung ibang tao sa ER. Nag-stay.
Hindi niya sinabi nga eh. Wala niya sinabi. Like, so, what have you guys been up to? Tapos ganun. Parang wala lang. Tapos ang dami naming pinagkwentuhan. Tapos ang dami na bigla. Ang dami ng tao and every... He just had a bottle of something. I don't remember.
So you guys are also, of course, naka-quarantine rin kayo. Strictly.
Yes.
So how many... I've seen your video streams you've been putting out consistently. Wait lang. Should we start the discussion na ba? Or?
Well... Kaya, hindi. Kasi nasasayangan ako kasi mababadrip yung mga 5 o'clock na darating. So mga stupid shit
okay.
na.
Wala pa bang 5?
Wala pa.
Three minutes.
Two minutes.
Caravan, can you, ano rin, kasi nakikita ko ang dami, may, yung mga, ano rin, mga questions for Rames, i-ano mo na rin. Yeah.
Compile.
Okay.
Okay na.
Ay, hindi, hindi ba natin, ano, sabihin natin. Rames, pwede mo ibaba onto yung input mo? A little.
Oh, sure.
A little
check,
lang.
Check.
Yeah. How's that? Okay. Thanks. All right. Okay na, Caravan? Okay yung volume ni Rames?
And also, Raf, you don't have to compile the questions. So you can just totally copy-paste them on here. Okay. As they come. All right. What are we doing for 3 minutes while we wait? maybe we can answer a question or two right now. Oh, masaya to, Rames. Meron kaming part of the show towards the end na masaya kasi we do this thing called Mali Bag. Technically, it's like a mailbag where people...
Mali Bag.
Sometimes, people send us questions, usually about love or career. We want to hear from you.
Ang naisip ko lang, buti naligo ako kasi sabi mo malibag. Nagkabi ko, ay, kailangan ko maligo. May podcast. may podcast eh. Kailangan ko maligo. Naligo tuloy ako.
Actually, ang question ko, ano yung labahan situation mo dyan? Like, what is your parang recycling method?
Parang gano'n ka... Shrek, by the way. I just saw it now.
Yes.
Remember when you gave this?
Yeah.
I was having a, we were having a haircut and you just opened. Galing ko, no?
Oh, yeah.
Galing. Today, yung question ko is like, kwari, let's say, anong maximum mo sa isang t-shirt, brief, shorts, bago labhan?
Like on a t-shirt, normal basis.
Kasi
normal
hindi, day. Hindi tayo lumalabas eh.
Hindi, pinapawisan ako dahil nagda-drums ako tsaka nagigitara. T-shirt brief once, syempre ano, once gamitan lang 'yon. Yung shorts medyo madami. Madami yung shorts. Okay.
Ang tulog, ano yung rotation schedule mo?
Wala suot matulog, naka-briefs lang ako matulog. Sorry. Ever since.
Okay, that's cool.
So tipid, 'di ba?
Oh, yeah. Pero I thought, oh, tama, well, yung shirt bawal, masama ba 'yun?
It's pretty gross.
What I've been doing is functional, ano eh, parang shirt pattern rotation eh. Parang when we do a podcast, siguro ito kaya to. Ito lang susutin ko for the next episode tomorrow.
Basta pag pinawisan, ayoko na suotin ulit, di ba?
Oh naman.
Hindi na yun.
Hindi kasi ako pawisin eh.
That's true though.
Well, yun na nga, pag pinawisan ka.
We're not as lucky.
Okay, 5 o'clock.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the new world.
We're recording this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're gonna upload it on your favorite podcast channels. And... we're also live streaming it right now on YouTube. And if you are watching us on video, you will know that our guest is very, very special. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Raymond Marasigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Sup?
My first question now, Tito Raymond, how old are you?
I'm Google 47.
No, I'm turning 49 this year.
Pero sabi mo one time sa isang gig na you're 60 na.
Iba-iba naman yun eh.
That's bulok Jackie sa math. Pag...
Jackie.
Oh, you're turning 49, Rames? Oh my gosh. I didn't You are strong.
The reason why when we said...
I've known you guys since you were babies. Sab, at least. Si Sab, literally, I've seen her as a baby.
Yeah.
And ano yun? San yun? Where?
Katipunan.
Sa Katipunan.
Yeah. Katipunan din, Antipolo. Katipunan, so, Marikina, Antipolo.
Yeah.
See, I remember.
As in, baby. As in
wow, go to sleep, brush your teeth, ganon.
Yep.
See, like 3 years old, 4, I don't know, but very small.
Yeah. For the benefit of those watching, si Rames kasi is was very good friends with my dad. And... lagi silang nasa bahay dati. Yeah, he's wearing an FMCC linya-linya shirt.
Which has a good story also.
Yeah. So, ayun, wala lang.
Yeah, well, ako, honestly, when I was in college, parang, you know how, like, you know how, kasi syempre, parang, I was, yung, it's not like, yung social circles ko were very, ano ba, so parang, kumbaga, my biggest rumor was, oh my God, si Sab yun, nakaka-hangout niya yung e-heads dati nung bata siya. Tapos ako like, putang ina, paano ko makikilala to?
That is
like how the fuck can I mask a friendship just for the sole purpose of asking her about like, can you whatever, like blah, 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 blah. Get my CD signed, ganyan, ganyan.
Pero, I was 3.
Your sab is like in.
I think ito ka ata, it keeps moving.
Ayan, just okay. Don't move it.
Okay.
Anyway. Again, this is punk rock productions. Pop the trunk. Pop the trunk productions.
Pod the trunk. Labo.
Anyway, sorry, we're brainstorming here with Rames. Pop the trunk productions. Ang producer namin ay si Grab Camus of PWR. Thanks, Caravan.
Anyway.
Wild Turkey, Camus. Anyway. Ano pa?
So yun, actually, Rames, I think I've told you this before, pero naalala ko talaga na I was playing Mortal Kombat with you guys when I was a little girl. One of my very nice memories when I was a kid. Hindi mo na siguro naalala.
Sa ano? Sa Katipunan.
Katipunan,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, yung question ko, Rames, parang kasi di ba ngayon, like, the way musicians, like, hang out and parang, it's so easy to record. Di ba? Parang, kware, like what Sandwich recently did, naggumawa sila ng parang buhol-buhol jam, ganyan, digitally. Ngayon, kasi kware, let's say you ask a friend or a bandmate to come in, you can technically record na a demo or whatever. Nung time na yun, kware, yung, when you did all those, like yung mga collabs with Francis M, ano yung style nun? Ano yung, like, what, like?
That's a good question. Matagal noon. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi mo, uy, jam ka sa amin, and then you'll wait until the album gets recorded, then you will never even get to hear his part until he comes in.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what he talked about with Ellie, kung if they even talked about key or BPM or how many bars. I don't think they even talked about that. Para pagdating ni Kiko sa recording, may dala siyang bagong walkie-talkie, binili niya sa Toy Kingdom. So I'm gonna use this. Para it's a cool effect. Tapos ginano niya yung isa, tinapat niya sa mic yung isa, and then started reading off a piece of paper. Wala naman telepono na nakas. And then kung kailan matapos yung beat, dun niya lang tinapos. Parang ganun eh. Parang, that's how I remembered it. Parang,
pero walang ano ko.
It's a studio. Parang I think yung sapot, nag-abot kami. We were both our bands were recording and then we started talking. It's like, just play. Alam mo yun, just play.
Oh, like, shit.
Just play. Yeah. Play whatever. It's like, oh, I'll play a bass line, play some drums. And then you do a verse, bigay niya yung verse. Okay, I'll do my verse and then pasapasahan. Parang. It was fun and it was off the cuff.
So sa studio talaga basically na.
Yeah, later on nung may mga ano na kami, may mga recorders na kami. Yeah, I think we still did that. Parang even on his last day. In his hospital bed, he was sending me a track.
Oh shit.
Oh, I released it a few years ago. Parang forgot what it's called.
Oh man.
But he released me a vocal track. Emailed me a vocal track. Said, gawin mo na to ng beat. Just ginawa ko na lang. Parang, alam mo yun.
Oh man.
I'm not sure if he heard it. But as in on that week, he was still sending, alam mo yun. Parang so, sanay ako na pag may gagawin tayo game. Alam mo yun, nag-work na tayo together.
Yeah.
May gagawin actually, tayo bukas game. Andito na ako bukas, di ba? Parang,
in fairness, ikaw, Rames, sobrang, I really don't know how you do it. You just get so much stuff done. How many bands, and then you're, I see you're always out on adventures on your bike, And parang ako lang, hanga lang. And then you're always taking care of Atari, your daughter.
That's not true. She's taking care of me. She just set up my computer just now. And then people are taking care of me.
In fairness,
that's the thing. I can't take care of myself. It takes a lot of people to take care of me.
In fairness, just so as a public disclaimer, most of the shit that Cheats has done, kinopya lang namin sa sandwich.
Ginagaya lang namin kayo. Uy, so, nag-live jam daw.
Yeah, oh, nag-live jam. Fuck, okay. Fuck.
But that's the point. Parang it keeps people busy, di ba? Parang,
yeah.
We're doing all this shit. I'm doing all this shit so I can keep busy trying to keep sane.
Yeah.
In this Black Mirror episode.
Kaya nga actually.
Kasalanan mo, Jim, nung nahimatay ka, naging ganito eh. Pa ganito eh. You hit your head.
I changed the world. I changed the world.
Oh.
Pero the reason why we wanted to get Rames on the show. So sabi ko kay Sab this morning. Sabi namin, okay, let's why don't we have a guest na? Okay. Tapos naisip, sabay pa kami parang, si Rames. Kasi one, the one person that we imagine going crazy na hindi makakalabas at makaka-bike, makaka-gawa ng shit, sabi namin, oh fuck, si Rames. Kaya ang dami na niya nagagawa. And we enjoy it talaga, seriously. Like, there was that lockdown gig.
Tell us about that. You did a live stream gig.
I was talking to si Kyle about that two Tuesdays ago. Para since it's going to be a lockdown, let's play shows. Kasi the promoters still have budget. Eh. The promoters and the sponsors, they just don't have a venue. Sabi ko, if we can get eyes on this thing, parang, and we were expecting parang 200, 300 people watching. And that's what the kunwari the sponsor would want to see, parang 300 people seeing their logo on a venue, diba? Gulat kami, para it was like 12,000 people kay 22, 13,000 sa Tarsius. Parang, that's a lot of numbers, Jigger. Parang, we gotta get all our bands playing. Diba? We said, we'll keep it safe. We'll do it in our own space, or even if you rent out a whole, kunwari, venue, so walang tao kundi yung band and yung promo. Like the UFC did, you know, last weekend.
Yeah.
Pero nag-super lockdown na, so we can't do it anymore at the meantime. But I know it's possible. We got a guy, si RA, has a guy, si Darren and his team. Parang they set up three, you've been to my little studio.
Yeah.
Set up three cameras in the studio. And then it may switcher, and then they wanted to put up six. It's like, no, three is good.
Yeah.
And they use six. But all these videographers, wala rin silang gig.
They're
doing all these productions and weddings, wala ngayon. So, diba, parang,
and to clarify, si Jigger, he's of Lockdown Entertainment. Check them out. And si R.A. Rivera, si Direk.
Pedicab, yes.
Pedicab and director.
Verbal.
Yeah.
Actually, nakakasa pa rin yun. Pag pwede nang, at least, hindi na ganun kasikip yung lockdown, nakakasa pa rin. Parang, si Jiggers,
when
si
we've
Jigger
all
and Darwin,
passed the two-week quarantine.
Paano kami makakagig, Grims? Kunwari kami, let's say, the most I can do, you know what? Ernest, the former guitarist of Cheats, is literally
the house
next to us. So, technically, kaya namin mag-Cheats gig.
Yun na nga. Iba-ibang venue.
Okay.
But we have to have that team. Kasi ipapasa mo lang yung whatever this is that yung pinapasa nyo sa akin na platform, internet thing to stream. Isa lang naman yan eh, diba? Ang kailangan lang natin ma-figure out is the video and the audio, which we figured out with the help of Jigger and RA and Darren. Yung ganun, diba? So it's possible. So he's even playing shows to Ben. I'm talking to Darwin and Jigger nga. Darwin of Soupstar and Jigger of Lockdown too. But how can we do this and raise money for the frontliners?
Yes, that would be
They're still trying to figure it out. Yung how to get the money to Kasi we can do it para okay, next set kayo, dyan, bam, diba? Yeah, yeah, ipasok nyo lang yan, basta ayos yung sound and yung video. Yeah. Diba? I mean,
let's work on that.
Sorry, commercial break, Sab. Uh-huh. Maraming nagsasabi na naiinis kasi hindi nila alam saan papanoorin. Pinost mo ba?
Pinost ko naman ah. Sabi yung ko link? Sa YouTube ko.
Baka kailangan nila yung link.
Okay, so yeah, I'll go ahead.
Anyway, Rames, siguro, side note lang, may mga shit akong nagawa na kailangan ko ng drums.
Do it, I know.
I'll be right back.
Pwede kong i-send sa'yo?
Ako pa.
Okay.
Done!
Okay, okay.
I was actually thinking about it. Parang, oh, everybody's posting stuff. Tapos, mauubusan na rin ako ng gagawin eh. Diba? Sabi ko, ang una ko nakita, yung magkapatid.
Si Isanigo.
Yeah, sila yung una ko nakita. I'm gonna grab this video tomorrow. Alam mo yun, nasa isip ko na. I'm gonna grab this and put drums or synthesizers or weird shit. Diba parang?
Actually, that's what we talked about in the episode yesterday. So we mentioned nga, like, you've been... Kasi ano eh, parang basically this daily episode is... What we do is we recap the day for everyone. Kasi parang this is a completely whole new world. And hindi kami experts. Hindi kami political experts. But we can talk about movies, music, things that we are very well versed in. So kumare yung music. So kahapon we shared what you have been doing with Squid 9 and like yun nga si Isa and Ego. Ganda. I don't know why. It's become very therapeutic. Like kumare
it is very
araw,
therapeutic.
Naka-login lang ako dun sa show ni
Ben Gibbard.
No, well, Ben Gibbard also started doing it.
Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie is doing a daily thing also.
Pero si Bass Relief, si Conrad Javier nga of Hilera, nagsispin na rin. Si Diego Castillo of
Diego,
Sandwich also.
Si na-flag. Ian, si...
Yun, yung kay Ian pala yung pinanood ko na, oh, okay, saya. So
si Mads na-flag din. Well, yun yung problema sa DJ set, na-flag sila agad.
Yeah. So what anong medium ang
IG. ang galing IG. Din nun kasi bago sila ma-flag mga ilang oras din naman yun eh, 'di ba? Yeah. So ma-enjoy mo na yun habang naglilinis ka ng bahay or something, 'di ba?
Yeah, true. Actually ito. So just for all the pod kids listening out there. Ang tagal na naming plano mag episode with Rames. Okay, kasi I can definitely say for a fact that there would be no cheats kung walang Rames. And
that's
why?
Not true.
That's true, man. That's true. Yeah. I swear. You know why? You know why? You know why? Because I was...
I love this story.
Yeah, it's really true. And I've never told... I don't think I've ever told Rames this. Because the funny thing is, whenever we have a guest on the pod, we always say, like, we have this thing called fanboy fiction. Where all of our friendships naman with people that, you know, whose work we admire started from, oh my God, fuck. and then we eventually become friends. So anyway, I was a lost 19-year-old in Boracay. And my band just played. And then that was Urnville. So it was my old band and we played. And then... Without any push, without any incentive, linapitan. Nalalaman mo ba to, Rames?
No.
See?
I remember Urnville in Boracay, but...
Oh, yun. Ito ha. This is why I have been reserving this monologue for quite some time. Kasi gusto ko sa podcast. Pero anyway, we just played in Boracay. We were in this Nescafe Sound School competition.
Did you win?
No, we didn't.
Good.
Buti na lang. So
kasali sa struggle.
Yes, definitely. And it killed the band. But anyway,
no, it did not.
Well, cheats was born.
Yeah. So I was a 19-year-old kid na parang tangay na tugtog lang and like fuck, walang, you know, no one has ever and the funny thing is I was coming off like kumbaga, medyo I went through your path but in a completely shitty version of it. I am the poor man's version of Sandwich and Rames story na I wasn't the
vocalist. That's
not true! Ne. In terms of format, na I was not the vocalist. I was a songwriter of a debut band. And
agad na nung debut band?
It was a debut band. As in like, fuck, Ika, yes! So we were a debut band na parang the barometer of success was how many chicks yung I'm sorry, can we say chicks pa ba? Is
yeah,
that, I'm sorry. I
give you permission.
I'm tapping my high school anyway, how many girls numbers we can get, blah blah blah, not numbers we can get, just anyway,
it's okay, I'm rambling. You were young ones.
Eto na. So anyway we get to Boracay. Oh my god, I am now the vocalist. This is only our second gig. Our first gig was the one that got us to Boracay because of the competition. Anyway, so pagdating namin doon, tug, zero confidence in the world. And then,
wait, so to recap, you weren't the original singer. Bigla ka nilang naging singer because umalis yung original singer.
Yes. Okay. Oo. Cool. And so anyway, we played a set in Club Parao. And this is the thing, ha? This was my first time in Boracay. Kaya everything was a shock. Like, first time in Boracay, first time in ganyan. And then biglang linapitan ako ni Rames. Mm-hmm. The last time I saw Rames, he was in our high school gig, and he was fucking spilling water on everyone, and I was like, oh my god, this is a rock show. As in like,
anong school?
Ateneo. Oh, tapos sabi ko, oh my god, parang walang lasing dito, pero putang ina, everyone's like entranced, and like the whole set, people were like fucking hurting each other, and I was like, what the hell is going on? So anyway, so linapitan kami ni Rames, sabi niya, man, hindi na to in verbatim, pero you pretty much said, wait,
sorry,
you pretty much said like, man, you guys killed it, parang ganon. Tas kaming tatlo, kaming apat, like we gathered right after and said, oh my god, we are legit. Uh-huh. So ako personally, I was like, damn, like what I'm doing makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, no joke, na from that point on, I honestly started to believe na, oh shit, okay, this shitty thing that I'm doing actually has something.
You gave Jim the self-confidence to continue.
Yeah, so yun lang. That,
but
that
you
is...
know what I remember? Mm. What I remember was, I saw you a few years later. You were corporate.
Mm-hmm.
You were working for a company, and I couldn't believe it. It's like, what are you doing? You stopped playing, and you're a suit now. Diba? That's like, I don't have time. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Make fucking time.
I remember.
Yun yung
sinasabi. That's what I remember. That's what I remember. We met in
Sagio.
SM Aura. No, SM Aura. You were a suit.
Ah, so wala akong...
Yeah. Pero before that, Rames, naalala ko, just for everyone who's, and it's a story that I've shared on the podcast na multiple times. Uh-huh. Na I remember you told me, pumunta akong gigs sa Sagio, tapos parang naka polo jack. Polo jack ako. Polo jacket.
Same one!
Polo jacket. Tapos sabi mo sa akin, like, come on, man. Parang, gotta keep it punk pa rin. Tapos ako like, sobra akong natauhan na, putang ino nga naman, magpalit lang ng t-shirt.
Kaya
like,
hindi kayo na nagpapalit ng t-shirt ngayon. Keeping it punk! May t-shirt company ka, ayaw magpalit ng t-shirt.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my virtual and honoring of you, man.
So speaking of that crazy gig in Ateneo where you were throwing water all over, spraying water on the crowd. What any wild gig story?
Kasi may mga nagko-comment about a savior show.
I don't remember that one.
Maybe what that's for the better.
What are the details? Usually, yung tubig is, if I think, if I remember correctly, the water comes out if the people are boring.
So Ateneo was born.
Ateneo is, di ba, if you played a lot of schools, Ateneo is one of the toughest schools. Para they're either like pull out the cell phone or just like just stare at you. You don't know. Okay. Anak ko Atenista ha. So I'm not trying to diss Ateneo. Parang, oh my God, Ateneo, ang hirap nito, di ba? And all great, a lot of great bands came from Ateneo, di ba? There's like The Itchy Worm, Ciudad, Bold Star, di ba?
Parokya.
Parokya.
Yeah.
Parang,
Isay,
di ba? Hirap na hirap kami sa Ateneo. Parang, what's wrong with these kids?
Yeah. As in, and I've said this na rin multiple times on the podcast, na Ateneo talaga is the toughest
crowd in all schools in the world, I think.
Yeah. I think it's really true.
What's the best? Okay, I think we have the best school. We both know the best school to play in.
UPLB?
UPLB.
UPLB. Yes.
See? Diba? Oh, yeah, if no we fail. Think Ateneo That's is true. Like the toughest, UPLB is the best.
Grave. No fail.
Yeah, UPLB.
UPLB as in full of cool
any show. Kids. Any show, any band that I've played in UPLB. Say, it's any year. Mm. Any year. 25, so, 30 years, I don't know.
Sobrang na-enjoy ko rin mag-play for UANP.
Mm-hmm.
You've played for UANP.
Because I'm not sure if I've played. I think kailangan iba yung the way we measure how a crowd is if they're drunk or sober.
Were they drunk?
Kasi ako, for me, UPLB is the complete sober drunk. Super sober drunk.
Yeah.
Diba? So,
wait, so someone said, si Chiara Janina del Castillo said, I remember being excited to go to church. Kasi Kuya Rames was in the choir.
I was.
Oh.
In the Marikina, yes. In the Marikina choir.
Oh, that's so nice. I had no idea.
What did you do exactly?
I stopped going and when nung sinabi nung sinisermon na nung pari every week na wala tayong population problem. Remember that time? Parang, parang no, we should not support the bill. We do not have a population problem. It's like, that I think we have a problem here, Father.
Yeah.
I go to church still, but not in as the choir anymore. But but that's a funny thing kasi I learned how to play music as a choir boy.
Oh.
Mm.
So kinuha ko ng madre, you can play you can play. So tinuruan niya mag-organ sa simbahan. Lagi niyang pinapagalitan kasi ang dami-dami kong ginagawa. Tapos sabi niya, dapat if you can drive a choir, mapapakanta mo yung buong simbahan.
Oh, so that's how you became a great frontman.
That's how you become a band leader, kumbaga. Not as a leader, but parang if I can handle a choir, like 4 guys should be easy enough, 'di ba? Parang kasi yung choir iba ibang personalities din 'yun 'di ba? Mm. Tapos hindi mo naman tropa lahat 'yun, 'di ba? Parang iba-ibang year ng may 4th year, 3rd year, 2nd year, tapos freshman ka. Dapat alam nila kung kailan alam nila dapat, di ba? Kung hindi, magagalit si sister pag ano eh. Masa langit ka, di ba? Hindi pwede. Nang mga kasal, hindi eh. Hindi dapat fade in. Dapat pag may some sort of signal. Basta alam nun, they should feel it. The way that you play. As in, you're playing an organ which is not a very percussive instrument. Pero you're also driving the guitar players and all of your kids, di ba? Parang pinukpok talaga yung sister Elisa, si Sor Elisa, para dapat yung bam! Pakanta ka, di ba? Mapapakanta ka. Parang yung pinag-usapan natin, pag tinuro mo si Manny, mapapabase siya, di ba? Hindi parang half-hearted na, okay, here's our bass, guys. Di ba? Parang ganun.
So, masasabi mo ba na ang sandwich members, madaling kasama?
as people?
As like, to be in a band with them.
I think so. No, I think what I learned, this is what, ito yung learnings ko. After the Heads.
Mm-hmm.
The Heads was very, we were very volatile.
Mm.
And then I realized, all the bands are the same. Parang, it's different artistic personalities na weird shit. But we failed to take care of each other.
the friendship basically.
Or as people, even as people, we parang bala ka sa buhay mo, parang ganun. Parang.
Well, would you
so
say
after
that?
After nun, parang din, I started taking care of Sandwich and Pedicab and all my bands. Mm. And even you guys, di ba? If you and if you take care of your bandmates, they will take care of you back.
Yeah.
I think that's the lesson. It's not how easy. It's parang, alam nyo, gaano ako kaligalig. Mm. Lalo na si Castillo, di ba? Parang mas malig. Lahat kami maligalig. Parang we're all difficult people. Pero if you care enough, di ba, parang like I see you guys, I see Cheats, di ba, parang you'll complain about your bandmate, but you love them, di ba? And you will take care, you will make sure that they have enough sleep, that they're drinking if nag-inuman kayo, di ba? If alam mo yun, that they're may pagkain or little things.
Yeah, and would you say that kwari yung volatility na yan, that you mentioned, was it because of age? Kasi how old were you when the head started?
I think we just didn't know. We didn't know. I think I think age was part of it, and we didn't listen to folks who told us, diba? And you were cockier and you were everything, diba? Tapos afternoon, para uy, sayang. And then, actually, si Diego taught me a lot of these things. Parang, no, he treated Sandwich as a basketball team. Mm. Diba? Hindi shoot ka lang ng shoot, parang.
Yeah. Parang everyone has to, parang kumbaga, the happiness and self-fulfillment is experienced rin in different ways, diba? Parang
yes.
Kasi kunwari, like sa amin sa Cheats, like na-realize ko. I mean tayo Rims, like dun tayo lagi nagkakasundo, yung parang ay nako, wala na naman nagre-reply sa putang ina email ko.
That's true.
Anyway, parang but slowly I realized na one, may kanya-kanyang buhay.
Jim, the outpour kasi of stuff that you churn out, it's, oh my gosh, every day there's a new song. No, which is not bad, of course. Pero don't expect naman everyone to just drop everything and listen to it and reply. Kasi yung attachment mo, siyam na kanta. So parang, feedback right away?
Yung sa early days of Cheats, yun nga, yun yung, that's what I had difficulty with. Yung parang giving people the stink eye pag jamming. So
because you would take it kind of personally.
Oh, parang let's say sabihin ko, guys, let's play ano
song 1.
No, let's play Ocean 163, ganun. Tas lahat, ha? Ano 'yun? And then yung magsisimula nang iinit yung ulo ko kasi parang ano 'yun ulit? Tas play mo yung song sa phone, play mo yung sa phone.
Tas parang homework.
Tapos parang ano yung chords, ganyan. And then eventually I realized, so sabi ko, parang kumbaga dumaan na rin ako sa phase na fuck, I'll finish everything. I'll send everyone the parts. Parang tangina, ayaw nyo gumalaw, ako gagalaw. And then I realized that it's not as fun. Would you say na ikaw na napagdaanan mo na rin yan? Kasi 21 years.
I think I'm still going through it and I still do it para fuck, I'm gonna play all the parts. And then, diba, para, and then of course they'll change it. I have a cool choir story.
Oh, go.
That's
go,
10
go.
Years. I joined the para like, I wanna serve. I wanna give back. So I went to the Marikina choir. Like hapon pumunta ako sa mass. I went to the choir master with my guitar. Sabi ko, I'd like to join the choir. Sabi niya, can you play? Sabi ko, yes. Sabi ko, yes. Sabi, how long have you been playing? Sabi, in the choir. Sabi ko, oh no. Sabi ko, not since high school. Sabi niya, okay, sit down and observe.
Oh my God.
So I observed. Sabi niya, okay, in the next song, ano na yata to eh? What's that? Ano yung long song?
Yung ano, papuri.
Papuri sa Diyos. Sabi niya, okay, try following the guitar player. That's like, okay, I'll follow. So I go, gagalingan ko to sobra. As I did not look at the guitar player. Sinadya. Oh. So I go, I'm going to look at the organist's feet. but I can read the feet kasi better than the guitar. Oh. I can read the bass line better than the guitar because I'm an organist first. Mm. Ginaligan ko talaga. Hey, you can play in the next mass. Okay.
Audition. Hey.
Audition, sobrang galing. Pero hindi ko naman siya babarahin, 'di ba? Kasi gig ngayon eh, 'di ba? Parang all the kids knew though. All the kids knew. They didn't
actually, tell him. So that's actually in nga Rames eh, parang I think most people have this misconception na you know, kumbaga you are parang e-heads, sandwich, and like, pero they don't know that like you are master hustle, as in like, tangina, gagawa ako ng shit because I need to have, I mean, parang,
I need an outlet,
gusto ko lang gumawa ng shit.
I think to keep from being insane, especially these days, try to keep from being crazy. Also, partly there was a time na parang I was broke for the first time in my life. I was broke and I had a new baby. When the Heads disbanded, I had like a brand new baby, and then biglang walang pambiling gatas. Now you gotta hustle, diba? Para, you know how that feels, diba? Okay lang na ikaw gutom eh. Pero pag mayroon ka ng dependent na walang pambiling gatas or diaper, diba? You gotta hustle. So
wait, so ano pala? So when, let's say when the Heads ended, may ganun phase ka, like, fuck.
Yes. Na parang biglang, oops, naubos yung pera mo sa bangko na konti lang naman. Diba? Parang, I didn't save money. I just like, when money came, you spend it on gear or whatever. There were shoes. Parang, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh. I was dumb. I'm still dumb. But, diba, parang, but I gotta get a job. So I got a job.
Ah, you worked in Sony.
No, I did not. I worked in Liquid Post kay Dan Hill.
Oh.
Arranger?
Yes, si Ryan of SVC got me.
Ah, wow. So how long were you there?
A couple of years before it made me insane. Clients can make you insane. You've worked with clients. Yeah. I still work with the advertising people once in a while, but they can make you insane. Parang, can you do this? Ganito, ganito, ganito. Parang, and then I realized parang I was putting in 12, 14 hours of my time to a 30-second piece of music. Tapos ito yung nakasira ng ulo ko. Eh. I kept revising it for like 3 weeks. And then pagdating nung fourth week, you inapprove yung first comp.
Yeah.
And that's like a Black Mirror episode once more. It was like, if I put in that time to my band, I think magbabalance out eh. So yeah. Somehow parang, we all decided, we were young enough to decide that we were going to put all our energy to Sandwich at the time. So
you all were...
We were all working.
And you all quit your band, your job?
Parang ganun, no. Yeah.
When?
It was 2004, I guess. 5. Ilang
years na kayo nun?
Ano ba? When
Sandwich
Sugod
was 98. And, yeah, Sugod.
When Sugod exploded, everyone... Parang
we
like,
didn't have, we didn't have to work. We're still getting booked because of Sugod. Diba? Yeah.
Wow, wait. So how many years before Sugod exploded?
98.
And that was 2004?
4 or 5, I don't know. Oh. But it was a lot of hard work. It was independent and diba, parang asking favors from director friends and designer friends, and si Diego was, and everyone else, si Darwin, were peddling the CD to the radio stations, and di ba?
Ganun pa dati.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't think we've...
You still gotta do it these days, I think. You still have, that's why we're still...
PR.
We're still, di ba, doing the radio tours, radio shows, playing different versions of the same song na different formats, di ba?
And what do you think, what do you parang miss from like
the good old days?
Like parang when there was no Logic, there was no Spotify. I mean, from everything, from releasing a track to recording a track what do you think this is more fun? What's going on now that someone can record and release? And what do you think?
I dreamt about this forever. But I was recording in 4-track cassette. I have it here. 4-track cassette, 4-track mini disc, and then little buggy digital standalone things. And then yung computer, I was using a game card recording. That thanks to the moon, we were using a game card kasi hindi pa available yung technology to record in a computer. So this is the best of times. The only thing I miss from those days is 10 pounds. But I can't lose it anymore. Di ba? Para, dati gigising ka lang, payat ka na eh. Di ba?
Oh, that's
you guys remember those days? Di ba?
Hey, what are you saying?
Di ba? Para, ngayon, mas mahirap. You gotta work out and still don't lose the weight. Di ba? Para, I'm 20 pounds heavier now.
Someone's asking if you could recommend any drum lesson app or a place for beginners. Any recommendation?
Give me some.
Go to Carmi.
Carmi.
Carmi Santiago.
How can they find Carmi
Santiago? She plays for everybody, from Ebe to a lot of pop stars and a lot of. She has lessons online.
Oh.
Ako naman, I took lessons from Michael Alba.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Michael Alba.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay. Yung dalawa na yun, those are my two go-to people if you want drum lessons. They're great teachers.
Nice. Another question from Casey. What parenting tips can you give? How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 19. 18,
19.
Yes.
She's the same age as Clara, my little sister. Oh.
Yes.
So, how is it raising a... Adult na pala siya ngayon.
Adult
oh my
na.
Gosh.
Oh. She's raising me now. Yes.
Ano, kamusta? Nagti-TikTok ba siya?
I think so. I saw her. Yeah, I saw her cute. Doing. Yes. Ang may rule ako eh. Pag after 40, bawal ka na yan. After 40 male, bawal ka na yata mag-TikTok eh. Ako lang yun.
Yeah.
Ito, James, another question.
Wait lang, hindi pa yung sagot. Yung ano, parenting tip.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
What sort? I don't know. Okay.
Kasi when ikaw, she, sobrang, when she turned, sobrang astig, James, ikaw, you really just let her, I see your tweets na you just let her do her thing. And I think it's really cool. Not a lot of dads do that, especially sa daughters nila.
I have basically no rules. For her. Ano, walang bawal. Konti lang. Parang, if you drive, if you will drink, don't drive.
That's good.
If you get drunk, I'll pick you up anywhere. Just no questions. If you get pregnant, that's on you. Ah. Ibig sabihin, when she had a boyfriend the first time, I think she was 15 or earlier. Mm. I don't know. Sabi ko, well, you're going to fool around. I'm not gonna stop you from fooling around. Parang, kids will fool around. People will fool around. But if you get pregnant, I can't afford it. So you have to stop school. But you can fool around. Parang you can, if you wanna do illegal shit, but I can't get you out of jail. But I won't stop you. But you should be smart enough because I put you through school and I raised you well. I hope your parents raised you well, that you will know the difference of, you know, good and bad. So baliktad.
That's awesome.
Actually ako yung pinupulis niya na ngayon. Parang, do not go out. Why are you going? Where's your bike? No, do not go out. Parang mga ganun.
Ay nako.
Why are you saying these things on the internet? You're not supposed to say these things. What? Don't use that word.
Ah, ito, Rames.
I'm canceled.
Ito, Rames. Ito. Do you think if Twitter was alive during the kasi yun lang
the
lagi
90s?
Natin the 90s. Ano?
Thank God.
madaming kaso.
Thank God. Dahil kami madami kaming problema ng tatay mo, Sab.
Canceled. Everyone would
canceled
be canceled.
Canceled kami. Yeah.
As in kasi you always said eh, parang you always say na parang nung time nga na yun, talagang parang kung may problema suntukan. I mean, ganun ka simple, di ba?
Oh.
hindi siya parang hashtag cancel this band, whatever. No. It was like,
Rames Marasigan is over, party.
Hindi, pupuntahan kita sa gig, suntukan tayo. Nakita ko yun, nakipagsuntukan yung tatay mo. Sa Rage Against the Machine concert. Oh. Ang unang sumapak yung nanay mo.
Let's see. Okay.
Ang galing nun. That was like what, 33 years ago, we were watching a show. Tapos may nang hassle sa amin. Let's go leave. Wala, sorry. Walang Twitter.
I heard about that. The Rage concert was crazy daw. Parang umulan.
I don't even remember. It was just fun. We were seatmates and I think we rode in the same car or something. Yeah.
I heard a story about, hindi ko alam kung ito yung Rage Against the Machine concert, pero parang umulan, open grounds, umulan, tapos may sponsor na shampoo brand na namigay ng mga sachet. So, yung mga punk rock.
Umula yung ano?
Nag-shampoo!
Umula yung mosh pit. Totoo yan! Hindi lang isang concert yan eh. Kasi yung shampoo brand na yun, nag-sponsor na maraming shows. So maraming shows na mubula yung mosh pit. Parang party. Rave, no? Nauna pa sa rave.
Ito, Rames. Here's another question. What was the, what would you say is your all-time, like, putang ina, seryoso, papagawa mo sa amin to?
What do you mean?
Like parang as whether it's the heads or sandwich, like
parang the fine line between selling out.
Oh, parang hindi naman, it's not selling out. I think selling out is a ano na over you.
Is the right word?
Ano yung parang moment na you really had to convince yourself and say to your band like, tara guys, parang tang ina.
We gotta do
Let's
it.
Let's do this shit. Parang ganun.
I think signing pa lang for me.
Signing
contract with ano parang. Pero pag pinag-usapan mo na 'yon, pag pumirma ka, gagawin mo lahat. Mm. You're taking the money eh. Mm. Yeah. But there's no point na 'di ba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wala pero, naman silang papagawa sa 'yo na 'di ba? Hindi ka na cool pag pumirma ka. Alam mo na 'yon. Pero meron man ang pambayad ng tuition.
At ng gatas ng anak mo.
Ng gatas, 'di ba? Parang either 'yon or go back to your day job. So
which
I would not didn't want to do anymore. So lagi iniisip ko parang isusuot mo ba 'yang jacket na 'yan at magpo-post ng gwapo or babalik ka sa day job mo and still meet that client sa ikaw, suit ko na lang 'tong jacket. Yeah, parang mga guys, it's little things it doesn't bother me anymore parang.
I want to hear someone's requesting and I also want to request. Can you give me one story na hindi makagalit yung nanay ko if you share it, pero a story about my mom that would be funny.
A story that she
but
doesn't
that wouldn't
tell
anger
us.
And wouldn't make her want to punch you.
She would call dati. It was so unpunk rock and so punk rock at the same time. She would call me and my girlfriend at the time, si Jeng. She'd call, let's hang out. Tapos nadali niya kami sa parlor. Hindi mo gagawin yun, di ba? Tapos ako parang, ano ginagawa namin dito? Inantay natin si Kiko kasi galing siyang Bulaga. Tapos naghihintay kami sa parlor, tapos papagupitan niya kami. And I get like 30 peso haircuts back in the day, di ba?
Saan to? Alam ko to sa Green Hills to, sa ninang ko to.
Yan! Saan?
Sa ninang ko to.
Yan, dyan. Kaya pala. Tatambay kami doon. Tapos it felt so weird kasi you don't hang out in the parlors. Kompleto, may hot oil, facial. Yung girlfriend ko at the time, tontuwa. Di ba? Parang, oh, sabi dadating si Kiko. Tapos siya din, meron din nun. Tapos may facial ka, tapos may masahe. Tapos kakain kayo. Di ba? This is so not punk rock, but so punk rock. I'll never tell a soul. You don't get funny. A facial, di ba? In the grunge pa noon eh.
Yun nga, actually, diba?
You were in your early 20s, you're like, I'm punks ako eh, punks. Getting facials and like parang expensive haircuts and blow dries and you know, the
wait,
works.
So,
diba?
Wait, so you also did it?
Kasama ka eh, nag-aantay. Hindi, umupo ka dyan, di ba? Paano ka mag-no kay Pia? You can't say no your mom. Nobody says funny. No. Di ba, hindi pwedeng, okay lang ako, Pia, dito lang ako. Hindi, upo ka dyan. Di ba?
That sounds like me to my bandmates. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Ay, ito, Rims. So, kung ay, let's say, nung grunge nga, di ba, 90s, how do you think, kasi, I would say that, like, kung ay, the personas right now of most musicians, di ba, are the complete opposite of that. Like what? Imagine, let's say, the equivalent is, let's say, Wolfgang, kung si Basti, bigla siyang nagpag, what, the equivalent of a Twitter or a Instagram selfie would be, may tarp siya around a barangay, tas naka, yan. Diba? Or something like that. Parang that would not happen during that time, diba? Parang, so, with that said, parang, ano yung parang measure of cool nun?
Mm-hmm.
Parang ano yung...
I think, looking back, it was awful. I felt awful back in the day. Kasi parang, people were very concerned about looking apart and being in a certain tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So may ganun talaga.
So kahit yeah, friends...
rap versus kahit, rock nun eh.
May ganun, oo. It was awful. Parang if you dressed a certain way, if you sounded a little different from what they expect you to sound, ayaw niya na sa'yo. Parang hahaselin ka. Yung ganun. Yung when we changed the sound from the first album to the next, every album we were being booed by our own fans.
Oh, it
was
wow.
Awful. Diba? Parang the first time we played Circus in Araneta, binato kami. Huh? Oh, the first, tapos, ano, kasama namin si Kiko, we did the first time sa Amoranto or something, binabato kami parang, what?
Oh my God.
It was awful. So, mas okay ngayon. Kasi people parang, ay, hindi ko type yung music mo, okay, banatan lang ito sa Twitter, baduy kayo. Kaya na yun, di ba? Hindi ka physically sasaktan.
Wow.
Bakit, then, pag naglalakad ka sa Mega Mall, mali yung suot mo, mabubugbog ka. If you were a kid.
Grabe. Oh,
pero
kunwari, hip-hop ka sobra, nagkamali ka ng nilakaran sa Mega Mall, ito yung tambayan ng mga metalheads, magugulpi ka.
Oh my gosh.
That was, oh, hindi ganun yeah. Ngayon. Kahit magkita kayo sa poblasyon, yung kaayo mo sa Twitter, mag-hello kayo eh.
Babanatan lang sa Twitter.
Mayroon pa kayong selfie, di ba? Yeah. Sa Twitter, magpapa subtext, what do you call it?
Subtweet.
Diba? Subtweet. Biglang, magkikita ko, hi, di ba? I love it now, di ba?
Pero ito, Rims. So, why, parang kumbaga, when you release the first album, before releasing the first album, kasi, ano kayo? As in, kumbaga, tumutuktog kayo sa bars, tas punong-puno na. People were singing your songs even before the first album.
No, we just played one bar.
Before the release of the first
it
album?
It was just Club Dread. We auditioned. We auditioned in so many bars. We brought the record to so many record companies. We got turned down every step of the way.
Oh.
We disbanded.
Ah.
Club Dread sought us out. On our last show, somebody watched us parang, and then told people in Club Dread, and then somebody was hanging out in Club Dread. They were talking about us. Sabi niya, brad ko si Marcos. And then told Marcos 2 weeks later, and sabi ko, Club Dread's looking for you. So oh, we've disbanded, man. Now. We've given up.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Parang wala na.
Wait, you said something about auditioning at the bar? Grabe, hindi namin
napagdaanan. Ako napagdaanan
dun.
We auditioned in so many bars. Parang we wanted to play Mayrix. We didn't get parang, no, you guys can't play. You gotta play covers. That's the first thing. And we were terrible with covers. It was so bad.
I think yun nga eh, I think that's yun yung ano eh, misconception talaga sa heads na parang instant fame kayo.
No, no.
Diba?
No. It was tapos sa Dread was different. Parang stop playing your covers. You guys suck. Sabi ni stop playing covers, play your songs. You guys sound like you. I just gotta sound like you. Parang we can't play well, but it sounds like you. Si Patrick and si Rob. Rest in peace, Robbie. But just play your songs. Fuck it. Parang stop playing all your covers.
Wow.
And so parang when the album came out, we just suddenly had shows from like once a month to like three times a day.
Oh.
And then we didn't even have to, parang we had to quit school. Parang.
Oh. Dahil the radio play, ganun.
Everything, you just kept getting booked. Parang.
Wow.
Wow. So that
made but we didn't know. But we didn't know. We weren't ready. We didn't have cars. We didn't have guitars. We didn't have a crew. We didn't have a sound guy.
You didn't have guitars?
We didn't. We were just borrowing stuff.
Ano ito, Rames? So nung pumatok yun, of course, diba, the band kept evolving. I can't believe na yung sinabi mo kanina na sa circus pa sila nag.
Every album. Every album.
And then eventually, like, they'll catch up.
They'll catch up. Para, oh, that's... Kasi may magiging... Para, oh, they hate circus. And then magazine comes out as a single. Parang ganon. Oh, we hate Caterpillar. It doesn't sound like circus or ano. But, and then there's El Bimbo. And diba, para, we still want Pariko. Parang ganon. And then you go up. We do super weird fruitcake. And then fruitcake becomes huge. Parang ganon. So it was hard. It was
saya nito. I hope okay. I swear I hope the fucking recorder of Zoom, the platform we're using, is working. Yeah. Kasi this is
oh my gosh, na treasure. It's recording. Wait, so
saya nito. Okay lang, Rames, wait. Medyo tatagal pa tayo. Ah. I
mean, a little bit because I have to feed my
child. Erica's cooking dinner.
Wait. So, okay, we've talked about the glorious and dangerous past.
Which I totally don't miss at all. Everybody's like so waxing poetic about the past.
Analog.
I really do not miss. Recording so, took months. Yeah. Recording on tape took
ano
months.
Ano ba yung kinocover niyo pala, by the way?
We were doing new wave songs at the time. So anything from The Cure. And then we were doing old stuff from The Beatles, of course. And anything we could think of. Parang, even the Billy Joel. Parang whatever you were thinking. Because Buddy can play anything.
Yeah.
So kung ano yung maisip, kung ano maisip, let's just play it. Diba? Parang.
Here, Rames. What's the one E-Heads track? Or even Sandwich. Vocal and drums. Like, what is the one track na fuck? I parang if I fucking did something else, I wouldn't feel so annoyed that na yun yung ginawa ko.
What do you mean?
Kwani, let's say kwani.
Regret?
Oh, parang what's kwani sa E-Heads? Ano yung track na shit? Dapat pala hindi ako ganun kakulit at this part or whatever. And then sa Sandwich, like what vocal, like if I redid that.
I think every album, I think we all go through that. Parang no. Like, why did I sing that way? Why did I play drums? Like, parang it's this. But eventually you get out of it. Parang it's looking at parang, why did I have that hairstyle? Why was I wearing those pants? Or parang why did I buy those shoes? Parang ganun na lang yon. Parang as is na yan. So parang. But the good thing about it is you can modify it. That's what I learned now. Parang. If I sing a Sandwich song that makes me cringe back in the day, now I will sing it how it should
have been,
how I want it now, which really does not mean na para I would like it the same way next year.
It evolves.
It evolves. You can change the words. Yeah. Para, oh, why did I write that? So pwede mong baguhin ng konti. I should have written it this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can edit na eh. Nobody will notice. I'm not changing the melody 100% or the... Maybe it's just the tempo or the groove or part of the lyrics or, diba, parang you'll sing it a little different and it'll make you, diba, less cringy.
When do you think na, ano, parang nung nag-transition ka to Sandwich, like, as a vocalist, like, when do you think na... You finally got your shit together. No, parang
I still don't. I'm not being humble, but I think if you start thinking that I got my shit together, you'll stop working. Eh.
Yeah.
That's why parang this thing, this lockdown, I was calling Eric. I said, I think I'm a better drummer. Because instead of playing drums 10 minutes a day, I don't realize I've been playing 45 minutes a day. And then after a week, parang I'm doing shit that only like theoretically thinking about what if I do this thing over this thing and that thing, parang, oh, I can do it now. And I was just working on it for 5 days. Diba? Parang,
wow.
Getting better at playing music. So I don't think you'll stop growing if you think you're parang, I got this.
Yeah.
Alam ko na to, diba? This, how I should sing for the rest of my life, diba? Parang,
that's why I'm sure I don't want to speak for you, pero diba they say it's better na you still get nervous before a show.
I always get nervous before a show. Like I always go to the bathroom right before kasi naihiya sa nervyos. Like I want to go one number one and number two. I don't eat before a show. That's why I eat a lot after a show. I try not to drink before a show these days. Kasi nga parang, kinakabahan. Why am I still nervous? Pero I think that's a lot of
the
people.
The nerves are fun.
Yun na nga eh. But, and I think pag nawala yung nervyos, you will have the zombie eyes.
Yeah, corny.
I call it, you call it show band eyes. Parang tama. tama yung tunog. Tama lahat. Tama diction, accent, tone, lahat. Groove. Pero yung mata mo nakagano'n.
Yeah.
Ano kaya ulam sa bahay mo? Yeah. Diba? Yeah. You know that. We have friends who have show band eyes and it's so sad.
Yeah.
Playing the same shit and they're not getting excited anymore or nervous. Diba parang?
Kaya nga, kami, yung for cheats, like we were so disappointed kasi parang we talked as a band eh. Parang overnight stay. Again, another idea copied. Yeah. Sandwich, kasi we saw na.
That's my drum! Oh, you borrowed my drums!
Drum kit mo pa. So, we were thinking like, yung sandwich, nag-getaway, tagal na natin pinaplano to, gawin natin to. So, we did it. We did an overnight thing. As in, walang umiinom, walang hindi siya hangout. As in like,
hindi sandwich yun.
after the work.
So it was like, we were so on fire and like sobrang, and then the diretso kaming gig nung Saturday, like parang tasabi, and like after the set iba talaga yung high
when you
nakabado lahat. Iba eh, na nakabado lahat and then you nail it.
Yeah,
it's like
that was a really good gig
kasi yeah,
that was
kasi
a
like,
good gig. That's I was so sad Diego couldn't make it. I was like, yeah. I wanted to play the new songs as well as si Diego. He was he was in the hospital that day. Not of the virus, but
yes.
Yeah.
Did you write the songs in that retreat?
Kasama sa mga email.
Kasama sa mga emails. Just a few of his 100 songs.
Pero in fairness, that's why talagang mahal na mahal ko yung bandmates ko kasi matagal na in-email, kanya-kanya silang may ito yung unahin natin. Ito yung favorite ko. Ganyan. And then, parang kumbaga, I remember what you said then one time, na parang iba pa rin yung feeling na when the whole band is invested in it. Like, they believe in the song because iba pa rin na may, there is a contribution to the song. Diba?
Yeah, by everyone.
The songwriting process. Yeah. Nakakatawa, medyo nag-welga na dito sa YouTube na Encore, wag daw. Don't stop. Pero anyway,
it's okay, we can do a part two anyway. I wanna
let's answer some final questions.
I wanna ask muna
Caravan.
Since we talked about yun nga, nawala yung segue ko kanina, but since we talked about the past, I wanna know your thoughts given the situation. Everyone's on lockdown. We were talking about it yesterday that there must be a lot of art being made and we'll come out of this na ang daming art. And babies. Ikaw, how do you think the music scene is gonna be impacted? How is it gonna change?
What are you on a fearless forecast?
Kasi kami ni Jim, we think it's not gonna be just a month. It's gonna be weird. Probably gonna be a year, at least.
I think people are starting to try to figure out how to earn a living, one, and two, ang una nga, which is great, but everybody's trying to help out.
Yeah.
So at least from the music part, I have a thread from the indie bands trying to get parang together to get money for the frontliners, and I have a thread from the mainstream, sina everybody from sina Ryan Kayabyabs to sina Martin Yevera, parang doing all these efforts. Parang that, I think that's great. I think the music will save us.
Yes.
Our sanity, our emotional stability and whatnot. And I think the music will, kasi dun, yun lang alam natin. Like you said, we're not very political people and we don't know really, di ba, what, yung, that part. But, di ba, if I was mayor, I'd hire all the Jeeps, but I'm not mayor. So I'll just play guitar and, di ba, para, I can complain because I voted. But, di ba, para, I'm not gonna make a big stink out of it on social media. I'll try to do my part as an artist and try to help and try to keep everybody as positive and sane as possible. And I think you guys are doing the same thing with the podcast and the new music and reaching out to people like me who's going bananas already, di ba? Parang, kung hindi kayo tumawag, di maliligo eh. No, I'm just kidding. Pero di ba, you know what I'm trying to say?
I agree.
Trying to keep our friends and our family, our kids safe.
It's a good thing about musicians, especially, I mean, itong mga nakakatrabaho rin natin. I think whenever there's a call for a fundraiser, everyone's just game. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do the gig. Kasi, wala. Ayun. So I think that's why yung number one priority is helping out. And then we'll figure out like what we would do since we're all like creatives and freelancers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out.
You'll get a call soon from Jigger if pag natuloy na tong ano. I'm very very sure, di ba? Yeah. Everything is set, di ba? We've got the parang we've got internet and we have mics and you know about sound and band. You just have to round up the bandmates and di ba?
Kaya nga yung sinasabi ko rin, like the scariest. I mean, of course there are mas mabigat na problema pero ang nakakatakot is biglang paano kung bumagsak yung internet. Putang ina doon mag
hindi naman yata magkaka-virus yung internet.
Well, viruses are prevalent in the interwebs.
Yeah. Iniisip ko na lang parang bagyo pero hindi mo iniisip na magigiba yung bahay mo agad.
Yeah.
Kasi pag bumagyo sa Pilipinas, 'di ba, para paano ka lalabas or ano, at least pwede ka pa rin lumabas to buy food or we're a little privileged than the others, but
yeah.
So we try to help.
Ito, Rames. So before we end, may mga malibag questions lang kami. So aside from the ones that are being compiled by Caravan, Grab Camus. Shout out, Grab Camus. We have some questions na sobrang ganda. Ito sa malibag. So ito, here's a question. Hi, Rames. Okay. Hi, Rames. Wait, sorry. Wala. Okay. Hi, Rames. What moment did a band member of yours make you think na, oh shit, ang galing ng taong to?
Every show, I think. Diba? I think you have that. Kaya mo siya band member eh. Kasi sarap ka banda nito, diba? I think every show or every time you're working on something.
Siguro in a songwriting, siguro maybe parang in a songwriting setting, ano yung parang, oh my God, yung riff na to, because you did this riff in ganyan, I can completely sing the shit out of this or whatever, parang ganon.
I think it's not one band member, but recognizing when something is good.
Mm.
Diba? And you know the strengths, knowing the strengths of your bandmates, diba? Parang, you know what this guy will bring.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, it's recognizing that and parang, stop, we're using that. Diba? Parang, don't change that. That's it. Parang ganun. I think that's years of being a producer also.
Mm.
Parang, don't mess with it anymore. That's good already. Parang,
yeah.
And waiting, tama, parang waiting for them to come up with that shit para they have, ano yung tawag natin kanina? Ownership. May ownership ka din, parang, ginawa ko to eh. Yeah. Diba? Parang,
yeah. Ito, as a drummer, siguro, bakit? Sorry, sorry. Nag-overtime tayo.
Parang pero... hindi mo tinatanong yung mga questions natin ng mga tao. Oh, nga eh. From you na to din eh. Give chance naman to others.
Wait lang, wait lang. Okay lang. Hindi pa naman tapos magluto eh. Naluto na ba yung dinner?
Erica!
last.
Malaman ng nanay niya na wala, na wala siya sa bahay niya. Nandito siya nagluluto. Ano?
Last na yung akin. Ito yung question ko.
Dumidilim na.
Dumidilim na. My last question is, kuwari, as a, nung drummer ka, di ba? Kasi lagi kami nagagaguhan ni Enzo, drummer of Jeets, na sabi ko, when he finally started his own band, Juicebox, sabi ko, putangin na, thank you, Lord, na vocalist ka sa isang banda mo. Because one, hindi ka na ganun kalakas pumalo. Totoo.
Yeah.
Humina na siya na, okay. He understands na, okay. Hindi ko nahahatawin every time. And then, two, his appreciation for the song writing in terms of lyrics and melody, biglang nag-iba. Parang,
became nag, deeper?
Ano, na hone. Ikaw, Rames, when you were sa heads. I know that you were composing rin. Pero what song do you think na when you heard it na guitar pa lang, aputa, this one is like, ang ganda nito. Parang, ang dami. Sorry, ang dami. Ang dami. I know, I alam ko marami. Pero, that's the reason I am the podfather. I'm sure this question is good.
Okay. So what was the question?
Ano yung question?
Ano yung question ko is like, ano yung song na parang binato ng, kumari, na you were on drums pa and you were master arranger. I mean, yun nga, we had a podcast in with Ellie and he explicitly said na, di ba na parang, it was Rames parang to make it something. Parang ganon. Parang ano yung song na nung plinay na acoustic guitar lang na, oh shit.
Alam, ano yung movie yung ano? Keira Knightley?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Begin. Begin again. Begin again.
Again. Watch out of Pirates.
Si, ako si, ano eh. Sase. Yung movie begin na again. Ano, begin yung again. Begin Again.
Yung
producer doon.
Si Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo in the first scene when she was playing guitar at the bar.
Mm.
That's how I hear shit.
Uh-huh.
Any shit. Like,
yes. Oh.
It's like I hear the arrangement. Any band, any song, kahit hindi ko banda. If Jim plays me something from Cheats, I would imagine it. It doesn't have to be that way.
Mm.
Even if it's I imagine it that a certain way. Of course, they will change it.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that's how I hear things. Parang I don't hear it as a guitar. And parang I hear the I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how it got there. I didn't train to be that way. Pero parang I hear the lyrics last. Unfortunately, I hear it last. Parang maganda pala yung lyrics ng magazine. But when I heard it first, parang I arranged it in my head. It's like, okay, we'll see you in the studio. We're gonna do this. Alam ko na yung aregla. I'm gonna tell what this goes first. The verse comes next. No, we go to a solo. It'll change or whatever. Parang after kanta pala lang lyrics.
Yeah.
So I hear the melody and the rhythm first. So for every band, every song, all of those. Sometimes years later, parang yan pala ibig sabihin ng spola. Lalo na pag hindi ako yung sumulat, but that movie para sa ko, oh my god, that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's like that, but and I don't.
You're not the only one who's like that. Si Jim ganun, and to a point na minsan pag nagja-jamming kami, parang he expects us to hear what's in his head. Parang, hindi, yung ano, yung ganito, yung parang, we always have to remind him, parang, Jim, we can't hear what's in your head.
Yeah.
Sing it.
I have a translator, si Jesse. and translate what I'm thinking. I said, Jesse ganito, I'll describe it and you'll get it. Si Buddy
Jesse,
Zabala.
Jesse
Grinter. Oh, si Buddy Zabala can translate what I'm, the oh chords para. But ito yung mangyayari, ho, ganyan, ganyan. And then he'll play, that's the chord, what is it? And then he'll explain, like, whatever that is, that's the one I'm looking for. Is it this? No, no, not that one. It's like, this one. Okay, ganun. For wow. any music, for any band, for any artist. Buddy, kahit to telepono, ha, Buddy, I'm working with Dieng. Listen to, this is the melody, okay? But I'm playing the wrong chord. What's the right chord? Parang ganun. And tapos sabi niya, is it this one? No, is it this? Yes, that's the one! Parang ganun. So they can translate things. Because unfortunately, I'm not, hindi ako marunong magsulat or anything.
Ano, last questions?
I think...
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Mabilis na lang. Kasi may mga andaming nagagalit. Kasi bakit ako hindi... Hindi na ano. What? Sorry. Sabi. Ito.
Ayan.
Ito. Kinompile na ni Caravan. Grab Camus. Thank okay. you, Grab Camus. Which new bands do you think we should look out for?
I like Isa Nigo.
Ah.
Okay.
Ano yung banda ng... di ko maalala yung name. Si Jeros is playing drums on it.
Who?
It's a weird band name. But si Jeros Dolino.
Jeros Dolino
is playing drums on it.
Okay. Okay. will there be an E-Heads reunion daw kapag nanalo ang UP men's basketball team?
I don't know.
kwento tungkol sa Butterfly Carnival.
That was written on the first day.
First day.
Of jamming. Jego came. That riff was an Elastica riff. That I don't know how it evolved to that, but it's the same chords. So that's my story.
Okay. Ito na. Last? Sabi? You call.
Ano? Which
ikaw
one?
Bumili, kasi mga, sa akin
okay, sige. Ito. Last question. I think it's apt. Hi, Sir Rames. This is from Christy. How do you recompose yourself if you start to get overwhelmed?
I play drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I play drums. Like, first thing in the morning, when you wake up nervous and anxious about what's happening, I play drums. Parang I play music. I think music.
Parang yun yung meditation mo.
Mm-mm. I meditate, but I think I get deeper while playing an instrument. Parang that's what the little things I'm posting daily. Parang I get into it and then I get out from the studio. Oh, hapon na. Diba? Parang okay, I survived today without going insane or diba? Hindi ko kinukulit yung anak ko or my bandmates.
We're definitely gonna do a part 2 of this.
We should.
Yeah. We'll check up on you kung hindi ka pa insane.
baka nakapag-release na si Rames ng triple LP by tomorrow. Thanks, Rames. This was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow him on Twitter. He's posting his... Doon mo lang ba pinapost?
It's on Twitter and Instagram.
He has this... YouTube. Ano yun? Cabin Fever series niya.
At Rames Mercy Gun.
Honestly, it's therapeutic. So please listen to
this
it.
This is the new one. For Alanis.
and also, Sandwich just released yung Bohol-Bohol
Live. Bohol-Bohol.
Yeah, it's cool.
Also, their music video.
Yes.
Super, as in... Sabi ko nga eh, sabi ko, minessage ko agad si Kyle. Sabi ko, Kyle, paano natin dadayain to?
Gagayahin na naman natin.
Kasi, alam mo, mas malakas dun sa official music video, yung phone video namin.
Yung live jam.
Yung live jam, recorded, you know, NCOV jam. Because everybody's in their houses. And parang, wow, this is like better. So, I think we're doing another one. They're sending,
that's cool. Yay.
They're sending files as we speak.
Nice.
You can't reveal what song?
I don't know. I gotta check. I'm not using Wi-Fi on my phone right now.
Oh,
so
cool.
We can para wala.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Rames.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love your kids.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. How do we... Nick, kasi
we can... Here. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Pod Kids. We're still here. We hope you enjoyed that episode.
This is our first live
the one
chat
with the guest. Oh, Let's go back now to the YouTube.
On the internet. That's cool.
We just wanna so that was super fun. We super enjoyed it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. We want to thank Yaya BJ and Yaya Cheng
for taking care of the kids.
For taking care of Pancho and Vito, our babies. They are watching because
they
are so cool. Yeah, awesome. they have apparently been commenting. We're still online, right?
Yeah,
now.
We are.
Caravan, grab Camus. Are you still here?
Yeah, he is. He's on the chat. Also, Belle Certeza of Indie Manila is here.
I also saw Kai Cortez was online. Ooh, yeah, nice. Yeah, funny.
Hi, Kai.
Oh, it's here, Theo.
Frontliner.
Super, just want to share some stuff on a more serious note that if we could, you know, share. So, yun nga, one of our pod kids,
Si Fio,
he shared with us the current situation now. He said na hospitals apparently are using ambulances para ihatid yung workers to and from their homes. Kulang pa rin ng protective equipment since lalong dumadami ang persons under investigation and we are still expecting it to increase. Kulang pa rin yung testing kits in some private institutions. But yun, we still try to keep smiling. So yun nga, again to all. Oh, is that my sister?
Oh, hi Chell.
Is she here?
Yeah, it's Angel. Dumb.
I don't think it's her.
Yeah, it's her.
Okay.
Know.
It's an anagram.
It's an
Oh, my baby sister Cello, who I love dearly.
Hi, Chell.
And love all the way, is in Australia and listening. So anyway. So again, we want to call out all the,
well, guys, use social media for good. I mean, I know I could do better. We could all do better by sharing the information that is needed. Yung nga, yung mga donation centers. Well, that's all on my Twitter, the ones that I can see and the ones I can share. Also on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group, it's Wake Up with Jim and Sab, and andun ang daming mga donation drop-off points.
Yeah, and we've been posting on Instagram like different hospitals that are in need, especially PGH, who are in need of supplies like face masks and everything. So thank you guys. We're still here. I'm sorry. I'm getting a bit.
Where'd that come from?
I'm sorry. Kanina pa yan.
Drinking.
I'm drinking on the job just to keep my sanity. Wow, Cello, you're fucking famous.
Yeah, Cello has fans. We're gonna have a part two.
We're gonna Zoom with Cello, my very 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 intelligent baby sister.
Nakaino. It's true though.
No, I just miss my sister.
Oh my gosh. Baka maiyakan. Besh, okay lang yan. Kita rin tayo.
All
right, that's it.
Wait. I'm you can go ahead. I'm cool here.
Are you telling me to leave?
No, no. If you want to leave, you can leave. No. What I mean is, if kailangan mo na bumounce,
I want to close the show with you.
Ah. Kasi ako, I'm...
What?
Kasi I'm okay pa naman ako eh.
Okay, then I'll stay with you then. Maybe we should wrap it up because...
Well, we super enjoyed that episode with Reams. That was super fun. It's a daily thing, and I guess parang Kebs. Gusto pa, yes, tama ka, Javen, Haven. Gusto ko pang mangdaldal. Sorry.
Sila nagsasabi nila dinner time na daw.
Bounce na.
We always, you know, when you're playing a show, you want to keep them wanting. You want to leave them wanting more. Ano ba yan? Lasing din ata ako. Cheka!
Okay.
We're gonna be back tomorrow.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Because this is the. Just so you know, this is the when we were doing the show with Reims, we didn't see any of this because Grab Camus, Caravan Camus.
And we wanted to focus on
was managing all the comments. Yeah. So.
Okay. Magmukbang na lang daw tayo.
And what's that?
You know, we've never done that.
What's that?
Eating in front of the camera.
Anyway, okay. I guess it's done. Again, we want to ask you guys to please support the podcast on Spotify. Wag na yung mga, please, video naman. Sorry.
Oh my God. But we will have exclusive content.
What I'm just saying is like, appreciate na... The podcast is for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move hubog, on.
hubog na ako.
Okay. Sige. We're going to close this now. We're going to see you guys tomorrow. We're doing a daily pod again. We want to keep you guys company while you, I mean, you're doing the same for us. Let's keep each other sane throughout all of this, and it's nice to take a break sometimes with everything that's going on. Self-care, it's yeah. Okay.
So, we just want to thank again. We just want to thank again, Caravan, Grab Camus. We want to thank Yaya BJ and Yaya Cheng. You wanna please follow us on our Facebook and Instagram.
I keep touching my face. I'm sorry. No.
Follow our Instagram stuff for where we can donate and where we can contribute to what's going on. And lastly, again, the Spotify thing, we had an issue. So if you can,
please make sure that you are
subscribed.
Subscribe, kasi medyo natanggal, na-kick out yung mga ibang subscribers namin. So yeah.
All right.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.